This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. We're going to have a really great show today. We have a special entertainer on today, Mr. Ron Bell. And we're going to get into some of the great things that he does. And we want to let you know that the first part of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. And they're located at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H, right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. And they come into your home 24/7, take care of all the responsibilities of your home, even run errands for you. And the only thing that you really have to do is just put up your remote and watch TV or anything else you want to do, but just do what you really like doing. And I want you to know that you can reach them at 713-4639 or pull them up on the internet, www.athomecaretennessee.com. And really, Ron, I don't know what to call you, Ron Bell or Ansie McLean, because which one did you rather? I guess that's what do you call confusion. Roy Rogers or Leonard Sly?
Just call me Ansie, please. Ansie McLean is the name I go by.
Now, where in the world did you get
that? Ansie's a nickname I've had since I was a kid, and that's what's on the website. That's what's on the CDs. That's what they call me on stage, so that's what I go by. Ansie McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours.
Now, that's a pretty classy title. I was surprised you didn't show up with your tux on.
The bib overalls and
your tennis
socks.
And your tennis shoes,
right, absolutely. Wearing the chucks.
Now, you've entertained in a lot of venues, and I was noticing that that you are the art director for the Tennessee Magazine and the Tennessee Electric Co-op Association. Now, how in the world did you get over into that area?
Art's been a thing for me for years.
So just any type of art? Are you
love it. Yeah, graphic design, art, it's all great. Love it.
You seem to have just a special talent for doing things that are entertaining to everybody, especially when we look at the Trailer Park Troubadours. Mm-hmm. I've seen that you have entertained pretty much all over the world. You've been almost everywhere.
Well,
now, how in the world did you establish that? How did you get it started?
Well, I always tell people it's a hobby that got way out of hand. And I started just entertaining people around the kitchen table after dinner because it got me out of doing the dishes. And, you know, a few more people would come and hang out. And, you know, I'd tell friends that I've written some new stuff, and they'd come and hang out. And we had the living room full, and then sitting around, and I'd play longer, and people would join me. And then I had some friends kind of tell friends of in Nashville about me. And so one thing led to another. We were living in Kentucky at the time, so up near Lexington. So I started, you know, coming down to Nashville and just seeing what was going on. I got a little songwriting publishing thing going and moved the family down here. And I just wanted to be a songwriter when I first started. And it's hard to get people to write or to sing songs about trailer parks. So I thought, well,
you're
nobody's
going
to sing this. I better do it myself. So I started, playing wherever I could. And, you know, I don't play in saloons and, you know, it's usually theater type settings and kind of, you know, family type settings, all that. And none of the material that we do is blue or ornery at all. You know, it's all family safe and everything. We just have fun and we laugh at ourselves and, you know. But, I just started writing all this stuff from my childhood. I grew up in a single wide mobile home.
So that's why you concentrated on it.
Absolutely. You write what you know.
Yeah.
And I know trailers. I know trailer parks, and I know trailer park people, and they're colorful, and they're sometimes eccentric, but they're just not rich, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. They lead their own lives, and they like to, you know, express their opinions and real colorful ways. And, you know, the songs are all about that. So that's when I'm singing about my friends and my family, you know, and and me. And
you have your own style, and they talk about genres. You've got country, western music, and classical, and rock and roll, and all those type things.
Yeah,
where does yours fall in?
Well, you know, I write in a lot of different styles. So what I do is just set fun to music, you know, and usually when I get the idea for the song, I try to find a style of music that's going to match that. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be R&B type, or it could be country, or it could be folk. You know, but it's I just always try to tell a story, you know. My songs are like little short stories, you know, and set to music. Can I play one for you?
Fire on.
All right. This is a. I was driving down Route 40. I was heading to Nashville, and I saw the scene on the side of the road. Johnny's looking spiffy in his orange vest, picking up trash off 40 West, dragging along a big hefty bag behind him. He'd always been dealt from the bottom of the deck, one step ahead of each bad check. He knew one day that the law was gonna find him. And all he ever wanted was a lady by his side and a backyard satellite dish. But now 39, it's weighing on his mind, is he ever gonna get his wish? There she is standing on the eastbound side, a world in between them laying eight lanes wide, clouded by the fumes and the dust of the 18-wheelers. Cut-off jeans and square-toed boots, short blonde hair and long black roots, with a big forearm tattoo of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And every now and then he looks in her direction and he thought he caught her looking too. But she was doing time in another institution, there wasn't much he could do. Well, Johnny paid his debt to Tennessee. It was 80 long days with the DOT. It's something he now likes to call his tour of duty. Well, time went by and John took a job as a deep fry cook at Catfish Bob's. But he couldn't stop thinking about that jailbird beauty. Got up the nerve and showed up at her prison with a big bouquet of flowers. But the guard on duty said she'd finished up her time. He'd missed her by a couple of hours. Well, Johnny left town to make a new start, leaving behind a big piece of his heart and a $25 bouquet at the women's prison. He never was one for cussing out fate. It was just a simple matter of showing up late. You know, love can be so uncertain, but then what isn't? Now he knows one day they'll meet up again on another road crew somewhere. He'll hop on a bus to Pittsburgh and get a new checkbook when he gets there. Well, Johnny's looking good in his new jumpsuit, 2 feet of chain in between his boots, in a county jail somewhere in Pennsylvania.
That is neat. I like that.
Thank you, sir.
You know what I was thinking while you were singing that? I was thinking of Frank Sinatra doing New York, New York. I don't know why I put those two together.
Wow. Boy, if that isn't high praise. and maybe a little... I don't know. That's off center for sure, but I'll take it.
You know, every artist has things that really spur them or right. Get them
absolutely
get their mind going to something. What is it that gets you creative?
Well, I do songwriter workshops around the country, and usually associated with a concert date that I'm doing or something, the first thing I always tell aspiring writers is to read. Mm-hmm. That nothing's going to inspire you more to write than if you're reading someone who's a good writer. You know, mm-hmm. So just gobble up your favorite books. And you know, in my favorite, I like William Faulkner and mm-hmm. a lot of the Southern writers. And I feel that I don't know, Faulkner and William Gay and some of these guys that just that somehow they grab the heart of the human condition in a homey, approachable way that I don't find a lot of other writers doing, at least not in the same way. And every writer's going to have their own style and their own approach to it. But I just like a writer that makes a characters come to life and just really, whether you're crying when you're finishing the book or laughing, you know, what makes it real is the people that you're caring about, you know. So whether I'm writing a funny song or a serious song, I like to have the characters come to life, you know. I think that's the key. But man, I, as far as musicians go, when I listen to you know, I listen to everything. Mm-hmm. And you can be inspired by everything. And if you're a musical snob, you're cutting yourself off from a lot of things that can inspire you, you know. Mm-hmm. So I listen to everything from Steely Dan to Fleetwood Mac and Lindsey Buckingham. And Zach and I were talking about him before the show.
I was shocked, you know, that Zach knew Lindsey Buckingham or knew of him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I really
wouldn't
was.
Be. He looks like a pretty hip dude.
Well, he is.
Yeah, and Lindsey's a hip dude. So I could see those two getting along just great.
You know, almost every performer or every musician, usually they have a role model. And it's always interesting to me who they are, because just like Jimmy C. Newman, his role model was Gene Autry was a kid. And, of course, he grew up down in Louisiana. But he writes a lot of Cajun songs and about the area and all that.
Because that's what he knows.
Yeah, that's what he knows.
Right, right.
So it's interesting to listen to you and see how you got started, because it really is.
Well, isn't it usually true that men of that generation, I mean, Gene Autry was a big hero to a lot of those boys growing up. You know, he was on a horse and he was singing and he got all the girls. And
what's
not to love, you know? Me too. I love to watch those old movies. For me, it was my earliest influences. My mom was a big... lost mom to lupus in 99, but she was my first fan, you know, and encourager. And she got me a book of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow poems when I was 14. Mm-hmm. And that same weekend, I discovered the Dr. Demento radio show. Are you familiar with that radio show?
No.
Oh, man. Zach, you know that one? Yeah. He plays crazy music on Sunday nights. I think he's gone to the internet now.
How do I miss him?
Oh, I don't know, man. You seem like you'd be right up his alley.
Yeah.
Yeah. He played old, like, Spike Jones.
I love Spike Jones.
Yeah, that's that kind of stuff. And then modern, more
Beetle
modern
bum.
Crazy stuff. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so Sunday nights, I'd have this whole wild world opened up to me, mm-hmm. listening to Barnes & Barnes, Fish Heads, a classic in the underground novelty music genre of the 70s, and stuff like that. It was just weird, off the wall, Frank Zappa, and this crazy kind of stuff. And I was a kid in Ohio at the time, you know, just sitting there soaking up whatever I could. Mm-hmm. And we had FM radio, AM radio, and whatever was available at the Woolworths, you know, on vinyl. That was all we had. Now our kids, man, they've got everything at their fingertips, through their iPods and through you know, Spotify and Pandora and all these internet outlets for music. It's amazing, and I'm anxious to see over the next 20 years what our young people are going to come up with, having all of this at their disposal. It's really an amazing time, and I'm excited about music right now, more so than ever.
I still miss Kick the Can. They don't do anything like that anymore.
You know, maybe there'll be some kids kicking it old school. They'll start.
I hope so. Yeah. They'll be doing it. I'm beginning to wonder if they'll have any muscles or anything. They're just going to have one big head like we used to see years
and big
ago.
Fingertips.
Big fingertips.
Yeah, nimble fingers and big brains. Yeah.
You know, you have such a great sense of humor. You write a lot of jokes and you perform. Mm-hmm. Kind of give us a little bit of taste of what you do. Say if you're on a cruise liner. Well, you told me before you did your own cruises, but if you're going to some place to entertain, what do you do?
What do we do?
Because I know you have a lot of jokes. How do you
well,
bring that in?
I think it's important to kind of tailor it to every audience. Mm-hmm. And I will spend some time before each show, if I'm in a new city particularly. If I've been there a number of times, I kind of know what to expect. But if I'm in a new city, in a new venue, or a festival that's mm-hmm. kind of new to me or whatever, I'll spend a lot of time. I'll make sure to go there early and watch the audience from the curtains, mm-hmm. See what they're rhythms are like, what, you know, the age group, the demographic, and all that. And then I'll kind of know what kind of set to put together. Mm-hmm. We don't use a set list. Drives my band crazy, especially my bass players, because they want to know what's coming up next and what key the song
so
is in.
You're not like a lot of entertainers. They'll play the same thing.
Same set.
All through mm-hmm. the tour.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, when I tell the story, I usually tell the artist's name, but I won't on the air because it would be disrespectful to him. But we opened for a guy 5 years apart. We opened for him down in Atlanta once, mm-hmm. and he had his band with him. And I love this guy, and I was wanting to see what, you know, just get up close to his equipment and stuff. And he had his guitar sitting there, and he had a set list taped up to the top of the guitar, you know. And so I got to see, I looked at that set list, and I was like, cool, man, this is a set list. And then and we did our thing, and was talking to the band members and all this. 5 years later, we're in Pennsylvania, and he played after us again. And I go up, and I see his guitar and that same set list, and it's weathered and, you know, sweat stained and but tape over tape on there. And I go up to his keyboard player, the same guy mm-hmm. that I'd met, and we remembered each other. And I said, I told him what I'd just seen, and I said, saw that set list on his guitar. I said, he just hasn't changed. And he looked at me and said two words, shoot me. You know, so the band just night after night after night, and this guy tours a lot, and it's the same set. It may vary a little bit here and there, but he said it was the same thing all the time.
You know, it'd be terrible if you were a groupie for that guy and go around and listen to the same thing every venue you end up in.
And he's got groupies. He's got his, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's I want every night to be different. For me, because I'm bored easily. I was nicknamed Antsy as a kid for a good reason. Mm-hmm. I was impatient. I was always wanting, I was scared I was going to miss anything, you know. And so I get my 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night, and I'm good
for you.
You know, and then let me live the rest of the time, you know. But it's the sets have to be different, and the audience, I think, appreciates that too. You know?
Now, you're so creative. When you go to, say, if you're booked 2 months ahead,
right?
Will you actually create something for that particular show, are you just spontaneous?
Depends on the night, but a lot of times there is a lot of planning that goes into these. We do a slideshow and a visual presentation during the show as well, mm-hmm. and I put a lot into that as well. Being a visual guy, a graphic artist, you know, I do a lot of our do all of our imagery that plays during the shows, and some of it's very funny, and some of it's mm-hmm. just kind of background for songs, you know. But yeah, I mean that's all part of it. That's part of the fun for me is. You know, I put it together like a painting, mm-hmm. you know. It's got texture and color and ups and downs and, you know, highs and lows. You're doing a minute-by-minute painting that's collaborative with a band and with an audience, and every night is different. It's a wonderful thing.
Living
the dream. It's what my next album is called, actually. It's due out in June.
Oh, wow.
Called Living the Dream.
Now, are you going to play that for us, or can you?
I haven't quite worked that out yet.
Okay,
but I'm working on it over the next month.
Okay,
I'll come back and we'll do the new album.
We're going to play one of your songs in a minute. But
okay.
One thing that's interesting to me is when we were talking before. Do you like Ron Bell better than Antsy McLean, or do you like Antsy McLean better than you do Ron Bell?
I always tell people that Antsy McLean has made me a better man. Antsy is more positive than I am. Mm-hmm. Antsy is more energetic, and his principles mm-hmm. are probably better, and he has better hair. And
You know, how is that possible?
It's possible because I do
don't tell me you wear
I spend an hour and a half on my hair before a show, and I don't during any other given day.
What do you wear when do you
polyester
to,
baby?
Are you actually creating the character Angie McClain
absolutely.
When you go on stage?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean it's a and it's not complete until I've put on the horn rim glasses and done the hair up in a pompadour, and then I feel I'm in character. And it's not so much what I wear, because I wear crazy, colorful polyester suits and stuff from the 70s. And I have a pretty extensive vintage clothing collection. And, you know, I love it. It doesn't breathe very easily. Yeah. Zach, you do too?
Yeah, Zachy's got...
Go to the Goodwill?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's hard to get that stuff, man. It's so picked over anymore. But especially in college towns, like where we are.
He's going to use his influence for me, because I'm going to start buying my suits over there.
Nice. You'll save some money for
oh,
sure.
Oh, a lot of money, yeah. Believe me.
No more of this $400 or $500 stuff, man. You'll be
now,
a suit for $50.
Do you write... Do you write your... This is going to be a good show. Do you write your jokes to fit Angie McClain?
Absolutely, yeah.
So when you're writing that, you assume his identity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got friends who call me Angie or Ants. You know, they just simplify it to one syllable now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just... yeah. I'm on Facebook as Angie McClain. I'm on, you know... I just... And I just don't want to confuse people too. That's the thing too. It's like when you've established a brand, it's like if Coca-Cola had had a nickname of, you know, that cola drink, and sometimes they were called that cola drink, and sometimes they were called Coca-Cola. You know, it just confuses people. So I just go straight ahead with the Angie McClain thing, and I don't look back. You know, now you and I were introduced through a mutual friend who obviously introduced me as Ron Bell to you. So
he did.
You know, Greg Tucker is a wonderful guy, and
he doesn't call you Angie; he calls you Ron.
Yeah, he calls me Ron. We've known each other a long time. Mm-hmm. Our kids grew up together in the scouting program.
Greg's a little bit more formal. He's more artsy.
Well, you get a few pints of chocolate milk in him though, and he loosens up quite a bit.
Actually, that's what I had before I came up here.
That's why you two get along so well.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Angie McClain.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
It's time for the 2012 season of Atlanta Braves baseball. As the new season kicks off, we'll bring you every jack.
Ugla hits it in the air, left center field. Did he get number two? Oh, yes, he did!
And every huge win.
Freeman waiting. 3-2 pitch. Swinging the ground ball up the middle and through! Base hit! And the Braves have beaten the Giants!
Right here.
The Braves. Yeah, we got them. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Make plans now to attend the May 5th United We Style fundraiser benefiting the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties. During the May 5th show, you'll see the hottest trends that are hitting Murfreesboro and beyond. You can purchase tickets now for the United We Style fundraiser event. Purchase tickets online at tangerinesalonandspa.com. Support high fashion in your community and support the United Way. May the 5th in Murfreesboro at the Gateway Village.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS, the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Visiting with Polly Walls at the Omni Hut Restaurant. What's on the menu?
Traditional luau dinners, steak, seafood, chicken, shrimp Panamanian, which is a large Gulf Coast wild-caught shrimp, Tahitian tidbits only at the Omni Hut, from a pork brisket with our teriyaki sauce that we do.
Rediscover the Omni Hut.
Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan. Aloha.
Works by the Murfreesboro Art League are on display in the rotunda of the Murfreesboro City Hall now through May the 6th. Now, the 15th annual Bible Reading Marathon will be here in town starting Sunday afternoon, April the 29th, and continuing 24/7 all the way up to the National Day of Prayer. That's at noon on Thursday, May the 3rd. This year it's over at the Bible Pathways Ministries at 810 West Thompson Lane. If you have any questions or would like to be a part of this, call Karen Hawkins, 896-4243. And the March of Dimes for Babies is scheduled for Sunday afternoon, May the 6th. Circle this on your calendar. Registration's at 1 o'clock over at the DePaul Medical Office Building, right there at the Middle Tennessee Medical Center campus, Sunday, May 6th. The two-mile walk begins at 2 o'clock. And when you walk, you give hope to the more than 500,000 babies born too soon each year. My granddaughter was born at 24 weeks, and thanks to the research at the March of Dimes, she's a little over 1 year old and doing great. Let's get behind the March of Dimes for Babies Walk on Sunday, May 6th at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. And those are Good Neighbor Events.
The WGNS Good Neighbor of the Day today is Gene Espy. Gene Espy on Doucette Boulevard is going to receive free flowers today. Compliments of Ryan's Flower Shop. Ryan's Flower Shop is located in downtown Murfreesboro at 117 South Academy Street.
It's baseball season, and anyone who follows the game knows a good manager doesn't send all of his batters to the plate with instructions to swing for the fences to win the game. I'm Lee Colvin with Edward Jones, and we know that consistent performance over time is what increases the return on an investor's savings. You don't have to take high risks to earn potentially attractive returns. Call me, Lee Colvin, at 907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Weather Eye.
Sunny to partly cloudy this afternoon. Chance of seeing a few showers and storms, high in the upper 70s. Tonight's cloudy. Chance of showers and storms, low 61. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 82.
Thinking about retirement living for yourself or a loved one? Think Adams Place in Murfreesboro. Retirement and assisted living, rehabilitation, and long-term care are available. Adams Place Retirement Community. Senior living at its finest.
He knows Rutherford County as good as anybody. Truman Jones. It's the Truman Show here on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with Angie McLean, and we want to let you know that this part of his show is brought to you by Gordon Ralston Photography at 315 Hickerson Drive, Murfreesboro, and you can reach them at 396-8776 or pull them up on the internet, www.gordonralstonphoto.com. And Al Gordon, a master craftsman photographer, and Larry Ralston, certified craftsman, both hometown guys, are the most awarded studio in the Middle Tennessee area, operating a full-service photographic studio in Murfreesboro. They specialize in weddings, high school seniors, and family portraits. Their work is classic yet current with a creative edge. Al was even awarded the Grand Award for the best wedding image in the world. Gordon Ralston looks forward to meeting you and will treat you like family.
I've spent so much of my precious time going back to the scenes of my crimes, raking over the past with a fine-tooth comb, stirring up what I should have just left alone. And my demons always come up short, they got nothing new left to report. There's plenty of baggage and they dig down deep. I don't gain a thing, I just lose more sleep. Those days are gone and they went by fast. Nothing I can do, the die is cast. I think I'm seeing the light at last. Giving up hope for a better past.
Giving up hope.
Giving up all hope. Better pass. I about yesterday.
Yesterday's gone.
So I'm putting that cat of nine tails away. Stop beating me up when things go wrong. Say sorry and mean it to move along. The good times, they were always there as well. But I just let the clouds come break the spell. Those days are gone and they went by fast. Nothing I can do, the die is cast. I think I'm seeing the light at last. Giving up hope for a better past.
Giving up hope.
Giving up all hope for a better past.
Hey, well, I've enjoyed listening to them on the show.
Oh, that's a fun song. It's one, you know, my son, Buddy, who Greg knows, he called me one day after I sent this album to him. He was out, out west and living and working. And he's kind of hard on himself like I am. He's a chip off the old block, you know, and some of those things you hope your kids miss. I hope that skips a generation, you know. But he's just got this big heart, and I just love him. And he called me and said, "Dad, you got me crying on that song." You
know? Oh.
He said that. So when you write something like that that connects with somebody that you love, I mean, that's, you know, I don't need to hear any other accolades from anybody, you know. That's good. We could stop right there, you know.
You know, I've got to thank Greg for getting you on my show.
Well, that's obviously Ron Bell talking. I was hoping I'd see Ancy in here.
Yeah.
I was next door, and my wife called and said, Ancy's on yeah, the radio. And I thought, well, I'll call in. And I got out my cell phone. It was dead. You know, that's the 12th one.
Wow.
That's the 12th one I've had die. I throw them away and get another one. They keep dying on me.
Well, Truman blew my cover right off the bat, so he introduced me as Ron. So, you know, I've
been... See, I was not warned about that.
Well, I don't know what you've sung, but knowing the level of his show, you really ought to do the one about the mistaken identity.
Okay, you bet.
I mean, that gets right down at
And I want to comment about Ralston Photography too. I mean, those guys are great and very gifted, and they did Greg's glamour shots, and he looked wonderful. I mean, that's it was beautiful.
After they did that computer touch up, my wife didn't recognize me.
That's probably a good thing too, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. All right, here we go.
If you've got a cell phone, you can loan me too.
All right. Yeah, I'll let you borrow my phone for a while.
Boom dip did it, boom dip bow bow, dip did it, boom dip bow. It was a bad case of mistaken identity. Looking back, I reckon it was meant to be. Black coffee and bright white styrofoam. The boss took a drink, let out a moan. Stand back, give him air, better make room. Jimmy left his spit cup sitting in the break room. Didn't did it, bow, didn't bow, bow. Didn't did it, bow, didn't bow, bow.
It's a short little ditty there.
Yeah.
Now, if you're raised in this part of the country, stuff like that you can relate to.
Everybody that's listening today can relate to everything he's saying today.
Oh, I wish they could see Ancy, though. He's such a fashion plate. He sets the trend, the fashion trend, for every trailer park in the country. It's the bright red jackets, the mismatched tie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell me, is Ma's sushi bar and bait shop still open?
Mabel's sushi bar and bait shop and sushi bar still open. It's doing really well. Yeah.
Doing
and
really
my
well.
Jingle has really helped her business, I'm proud to say. Yeah. Yeah. It's we that's part of the character thing I was telling you about. You know, it's the songs have to really create a character that is going to stick in your mind, and you, everybody gets a different picture in their mind. It might be resemble a favorite aunt or somebody in the neighborhood, you know. But that's what it's all about. It's theater of the mind, and we're up there creating these characters and telling stories. You know, that's basically what
you
it
have
to.
Bands everywhere.
Yeah, we have a band.
You don't just have a traveling band like most artists.
It's too expensive. You know, plane tickets,
is
round trip plane tickets,
$500.
Yeah, I can't. I've got a band in California. I've got one here in Nashville, and I've got one in Florida, one in New Jersey, one in Boise, Idaho, and see where else? Texas. So you know, when I get gigs in those places, I can call them up and say, you know,
actually. He leaves town before he pays them, and he's got to find another one before he can go anywhere else. So
that's right.
It's good to have them all over the country.
Now,
how do the Jersey people accept you when you go up there as Antsy?
We have a ball, man. I the show is the same. Uh-huh. We sing the same songs, and you know, it's the music. The musicianship changes up a little bit depending on the region that I'm in. I may have a fiddle player in one part of the country. I may have a clarinetist, you know, in another. And just did a show in Cincinnati where a friend of mine who's in a brass, like a jazz band, he says, man, let me call the guys and see if they're available. We had a horn section. It was phenomenal. We had a ball. They didn't want us to stop playing. We had a couple encores. It was great. It was just a nice night.
How about your jokes? Surely you don't have the same jokes here as you would in New Jersey or in San Francisco or a place
same
like
show,
that.
Same jokes, same stories. You know, and I add new stories and new jokes whenever I can.
Is Ron Bell still doing all the writing for Antsy, the songs, the jokes, everything?
That's right.
Hadn't burned him out yet.
This is all my creation, my baby. I just love doing it. Yep.
Now, see, he's saying just the opposite of what he told me earlier. He told me that Antsy writes the joke.
Well, I always thought Bell was a hired pen behind Antsy, but that's not the case.
Not the case, no.
Oh, well.
Well, I was telling Truman that Antsy makes me a better man, you know, because Antsy's always positive, he's always smiling, and he has better hair.
He does have better hair.
As you can see tonight.
How in the heck he makes it stand up like that?
I'll tell you, I went. Supercuts is having a special, by the way, if you guys are interested. And I got this cut 3 weeks ago, and it's just now growing out.
Well, Antsy's about 2 or 3 inches taller than you, isn't he?
Yeah, that's true, too. With the hair up. You want another song? Here we go. This is another one along the same lines here.
I'm not going to get to hear any bullfrog songs. I can see that already.
No, that's an instrumental by the album.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, there we go. How's that working here, Zach? Is that picking up all right? Good deal. All right. Zach's helping me out over here. My baby whistles when she walks, but it's not because she's happy. No, there's a cool breeze blowing outside, and she's had a lot of body piercing. My baby whistles when she walks. My baby whistles when she walks. My baby whistles when she walks. She's got a ring in her navel. She's had her eyebrows done. And there's a bonus when I kiss her. Metallic taste to her tongue. My baby whistles when she walks. 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 All those little holes in her flesh. She's so bohemian, and when she runs after the bus, sounds like sirens screaming. My baby whistles when she walks. My baby whistles when she walks. Oh, my baby whistles when she walks. Yeah, my baby whistles when she walks.
job.
And I told you we'd get some classical music in here.
You know, I think that we have just established a new song for Miss America. When she wins, that is going to be great.
You think so?
Yeah,
think
I really do.
That's going to work for Miss America?
Cool. Yeah.
Right.
You cover all grounds, all territories.
Yeah, I'm an equal opportunity offender.
Satirist. Offender, satirist, that's probably better.
Satirist, yeah. No, and that's an important point with me. A lot of humorists will be cruel in their humor, and they're pointing fingers at a group of people.
Right.
You know, and that's never been my intention, and it's not what we're about at all. It's, you know, we're self-deprecating in our humor. It's usually about me and my people. And I just don't appreciate the comics and the guys that get up there and are all jaundiced and sour and, you know, really being bitter and cruel.
Ansi does have a skill, though, for involving the audience in the performance.
Oh, absolutely. You got to have them, man. Yeah. Got to have an audience. I've played without an audience, and it's no fun at all.
Well, I can see.
You don't actually select somebody in the audience to perform with you, do you?
Heck yeah.
Perform with you or to be the target of the performance.
Yeah, yeah, that's
always in good taste.
Actually, I wore this outfit I wore today just in case he had some custard pies with him. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Ansi McLean and Greg Tucker.
I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Everyone loves Stones River Manor.
We also have a new library. People from all over is giving us books. We have any kind of book, I guess, that you would want to read, we have in our library.
Stones River Manor, behind Riding, at the intersection of Haines and Memorial. Stop by Stones River Manor for a tour. Ask for Mike Gann. Stones River Manor, it's home.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile banking, free internet banking, and free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. We're located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Come and see why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots, Good Food and Fun Restaurant. At Toots, we've developed our menu to have a healthier alternative. We have over 9 salads, as well as items like steamed broccoli. So come on in and have a healthy meal at Toots. But don't forget to get those fried dill pickles first. Please come try any of our 3 locations in Rutherford County, the original Toots at the corner of Broad Street and Medical Center Parkway, 301 Sam Ridley Parkway West in Smyrna, and our newest location, South Church Street in the Barfield area.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal protection that meets today's needs. Ask us about no-problem protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Call us at 893-5064 or come by our new office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
We're here with Dr. Rishi Saxena, this area's only physician certified in heart CT.
We were one of the earliest to start, and we start doing it before most of the hospital in Nashville.
And while others have acquired it, only Dr. Saxena knows how to use the information.
They don't have people to read it, or they have no experience in dealing with it.
Call 896-4800 to also schedule a test with Dr. Saxena to detect calcium deposits in arteries. It's only $60. No insurance claims will be filed.
This is Sheila from Ryan Flowers and Gifts. We've been here in Murfreesboro for over 70 years. If you ever need anything for any particular occasion, please give us a call. We have items starting out at $35 for your funeral needs. We also have your tapestries, your angels, churches, books of love for anything that you may need for that special loved one who has passed on. Ryan's Flowers and Gifts is located at 117 South Academy Street. Our phone number, 615-893-7134.
Weatherwise.
Sunny to partly cloudy this afternoon. Chance of seeing a few showers and storms, high in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy. Chance of showers and storms, low 61. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 82.
Now all of Rutherford County can hear us better than ever. To better serve you, we've increased power on FM 100.5. This is WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. The Truman Show now continues on the voice of Rutherford County, WGNS, AM and FM.
And welcome back with Angie McLean, and you hear him picking in the background, and Greg Tucker. And Greg, you have been, what?
A lot of things.
Yeah,
he has. Some of them we don't want to mention.
Well, his beautiful wife has been so instrumental in the arts here, as we all know.
Mentriette's one of the good guys.
She really is.
We tolerate Greg just so we can hang out with
right.
her.
Right. Yep.
I've heard that before.
I'm sure you have.
And I bet Mentriette right now is sitting back listening to this and saying, we have got to get Ansi the next time the Murfreesboro Symphony performs here.
Wouldn't he be a great pre-concert show?
Oh, man.
Now, what do you mean pre?
There's oil and water.
Right in the middle.
Oh, that's right.
I believe
yes,
Joe
artist.
Lee,
yes,
Joe Lee is listening.
I can give him the charts to Jailbird Beauty and just make it back me up. It'd be awesome.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
hello, Mentriette, if you're listening.
You would absolutely take it to another level.
Well, and that level... Yeah, a level's a good word, I guess.
It is.
He didn't say
up or down. Yeah. Well, that's,
I don't know. Somebody had long hair stuff. You can knock a few edges off. Probably help.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've had North Carolina. We're actually working on something like that.
Really?
I play through North Carolina, and I'm working with a guy who's the director.
Well,
there,
I remember so. Chet Atkins playing with the Boston Pops.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Ansi mm-hmm. McLean with the North Carolina Freebooters.
Possum Catchers.
Yeah.
Now, it's, opportunities just come to you, and sometimes in ways you would never dream, And you just let it go. I'm working on an animated thing for TV, and I've done a lot of. I just finished a song for the Blue Collar Comedy guys, Jeff mm-hmm. Foxworthy and mm-hmm. Larry the Cable Guy and
yeah.
Bill Engvall and those guys. And I've done a lot of music for their films and their TV shows and all that. So I just did a theme song for their TV show,
mm-hmm.
and that aired a couple weeks back, and now it's in residuals and on CMT. But these things come to you. It's just, then that came through NPR, oddly enough. You mm-hmm. know, their producer was listening to NPR when I was on there, and he called me up, and we've been friends for 5 years now. And those, it's just cool. And Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac has played on my albums. Tommy Smothers is a friend of mine and was
now
a great
how
thrill.
Is he
he's huh. great. He's a wonderful man, and fun. He is pretty much what you see on camera is pretty much how he's funny and stammering and mm-hmm. and all that. That's him. He kind of magnifies it on stage. It's mm-hmm. it's bigger, but it's still him, but he's a wonderful guy. Now he's big in the winery world out there. Yeah, he's got an award-winning winery out there, and
mm-hmm. You mean he produces it?
He produces, yeah. He's not a wino by any means.
I see.
Yeah, but yeah, he's that's where his money is. It's like he's a businessman. And
now his brother, is mm-hmm. he gone?
He's still around, and they still tour.
Oh, really?
They do about,
they're together.
They do
still.
About 100 dates a year. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were
They'd
big still back in the I guess it was the 50s, late 50s, early 60s.
Oh,
I
they've
think.
Been at it for
well,
years.
Well, yeah, they're particularly remembered for being thrown off the air. Remember?
Yeah.
One
yep.
of the
CBS
first
fired them
censorship issues,
right.
And they got taken off the air.
And when they fired Nixon, they brought the Smothers Brothers
yeah,
back.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. they were right after all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's a very good swap or not.
All right.
So
now,
you got to go out at the top of the hour. You want to go out with another song?
I do, but okay. I do want to ask you this for the people that are listening. you don't do much performing here in your home area.
I don't.
Because I know there's a lot of people that love to hear you.
Once in a while. We are, you know, now that May 4th, next Saturday, we're at Puckett's Grocery in Leaper's Fork.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a 45 minutes that way.
Right.
But it's that's a great venue. It's an old country store converted into a listening venue, and they got great food, country cooking, barbecue, and that sort of thing. It's wonderful. Great place to hear live music. And mm-hmm. I'll be playing with Richie Albright, one of my best friends, who's Waylon Jennings' producer and drummer for all those years. And he's still at it. He's 72 years old.
Wow.
And he's playing better than he's ever played. He's going to be on drums. And my buddy Chris Long, he's going to be also on vocal and percussion, and we've got a great bass player lined up. And you know, just I just like getting together with friends, and you know, I'll probably be hanging around playing music anyway at some point, and once in a while we'll do something. But when I'm home, I like to be home.
Yeah.
You know, I travel so much. But
well, the problem with him playing around here is people can get Ancy and Ron confused.
No.
I mean, I'm not even sure who we're talking to this afternoon.
They do when you bring up both of them. I told Truman before the show, I said, this is not confused. It's just use Ancy McLean because it just confuses people. But, you know, you don't want to confuse the brand. Let's keep the brand out there out front. But, yeah, the May 4th will be at Leaper's Fork, Puckett's Grocery. Mm-hmm. And please go to my website, unhitched.com, and I've got my tour dates up there, like unhitching a trailer, mm-hmm. unhitched.com. And please join me on Facebook.
Do you have Anson a list McLean of your CDs on
yeah.
Facebook?
Oh, yeah, it's all available on there. I'm on iTunes and all that stuff, you know.
You ever bring back together the Sons of Hitches?
Yeah. Yeah, we just did a... Well, Richie Albright was one of those Sons of Hitches. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
and
that.
So he's going to be back with me. And
this
then,
was kind of the original group.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some of them still after him for payment.
I hope we did just go off there. I don't think we did.
He cheats on it. He goes to 305.
Oh, does he?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He cheats on
well,
it.
I thought we'd have news coming in. You know, got news breaking in on
fire on. I want to hear you.
Okay, let's see.
Got a love song just in case my
wife. Let's do a love song for Greg and Montreal.
Put the frog song next time.
Hold me now, 'cause I just might fall apart without your arms around me like duct tape on my heart. Holy cow, don't yell at me that way. Your sweet talk made me love you, but Prozac made me stay.
All right.
If I wasn't so medicated, I'd pack my bags and go. But every time I get up to leave the room, spins real slow and gets faster till I sit down and all the voices go away. And I'm back inside my happy place where everything's okay. Everybody now hold me now, 'cause I just might fall apart without your arms around me like what, guys? Duct tape on my heart.
There you go.
Holy cow, don't yell at me that way. Your sweet talk made me love you, but Prozac made me stay. Rips your heart out, doesn't
sad.
It? Rips
oh,
your heart
really
out.
That really tugs at the heartstrings.
It does. Yes, it does.
The heart tape.
Well, thanks for having me on here. This has been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. I really wasn't expecting all
much.
The things that we had.
See, it helps
going
me
on.
If your expectations are low. That's right.
I was really expecting you to show up in a different type outfit because Greg had told me some of the things. I didn't get a chance to see the...
I have the Speedo out in the car. I guess that probably wouldn't have been appropriate.
Well, it's radio. We could have gotten away with it. Yeah. And don't forget to give me your cell phone, okay?
Okay,
I dropped mine in a wastebasket as it came in.
Right. You need to stop getting those Ronco cell phones, man. You need to spend a little money on those.
Yeah.
Get something that's going to work.
But if they just had them with longer lasting batteries, you know.
Yeah, well, you've had that thing, 5 years?
Oh, no, I've been through a dozen or so of them. They keep, after about a month, they quit working. So
really?
I go back and get Verizon's got a good deal, though.
Yeah, they'd love you at Verizon.
Oh, yeah, $200, they can get another month.
Yep. Yeah, all right, just come on in there. Here comes Greg.
Do you ever boost it up? Yeah.
You mean they're rechargeable?
Yeah, they're rechargeable. Oh, you didn't know that?
I'll be darned all this time.
I see. It took a long time to get there, but you got there. There's the payoff. The cell
all
phone
right.
joke you've
all
been
right,
working
let's
on.
See it going out some.
Antsy and who?
Zach's going crazy. Oh, I thought we were going to news, man. What's going on here? I've lost control of this place. Well, I was out late with my buddies. We got back around 10 a.m. I guess I underestimated the trouble that I'd be in. I pulled on back to my cul-de-sac. My single wide was gone. I was just a long trail of tire tracks peeled out in my front lawn. Oh, no. Well, there's one less trailer here in Pineview Heights. She ripped that sucker out so fast she didn't even unhook the pipes. And took everything but the concrete blocks and a string of patio lights. There's one less trailer here in Pineview Heights. All right. Thank you, guys. And all right, this is good fade-out music here, Zach.